Chicago's Park District is renaming Douglas Park on the west side. The park will no longer be named after Stephen Douglas, 1S, the U.S. senator who profited from slavery, but after abolitionist Frederick Douglass, with 2 S's. The change should be official next week, but more than a year ago, somebody started changing the official park signs on their own. WBEZ's Linda Lutton tracked them down.
The perpetrators of this crime would rather not say their names.
You could say they were old white ladies. That would be fine.
Yeah, vandal number 1, vandal number 2.
I meet them in the park near 19th and Sacramento. Both live nearby, and they tell me the story.
It had started to bother me, or I wonder, why is this park not named after Frederick Douglass instead of Stephen Douglass? It just seemed wrong and obvious.
A bunch of middle school students were responsible for getting her and others to think about this. The park sits in an African-American community.
It's an insult for the park to be named after a slaveholder.
Especially when it's so easy to rename the park for an African-American hero, the students at Village Leadership Academy argued. Just add an S. They collected signatures, convinced the alderman, presented to the park district, which did nothing for almost 2 years.
So we just sort of said, like, well, we can just change the name. Let's just go do it.
Their first attempt involved paper, cut out S's.
I think we used the weld bond glue and we sprayed, or we put a matte medium over it.
That worked for about a month until there was a sleet storm.
Then we found the sad little S's laying on the ground. So we had to start again with a new technique.
Douglas Park is big, 170 acres. Signs with the park's name are at every entrance.
I was thinking we were going to do one sign and it will fall apart, and so what? We had done our job.
That is not what her co-conspirator had in mind.
It's like, no, we're going to do every sign, and if it falls apart, we're going to fix it. And we are always doing maintenance.
They altered and then maintained 47 signs for more than a year. The goal was to make the extra S look official, park issued. There were small signs, medium-sized signs.
And then the very large ones, the ones you had to get up on a ladder for. It's a sort of a risky situation.
Did I mention that this vandal is 72 years old? Vandal 1 is a spry 63.
So was this under, like, cover of darkness, or when was this?
Absolute broad daylight. And this is the place where we got caught. We actually got caught.
Vandal number 2 was up on the ladder.
She wasn't actually putting the S on yet. She had an old wooden T-square, very old school, kind of lining it up, because we wanted a good job. And this black SUV pulls up.
Uh-oh.
They roll down the window and they're like, what are you ladies doing? And he's wearing a park district staff shirt. And we had already done the other side, so the side right next to it was already changed.
Vandal 2, cool under pressure, played an excuse they'd thought up from the beginning.
And she was like, well, we're from the Art Institute. And we are studying typography in the parks. And you'd be surprised how interesting these signs and how many signs there are and what bad shape they're in. And he was like, oh, I thought you were up there putting up some kind of stickers.
Turns out this was the head of maintenance.
And if you're up there putting a sticker up there, you would be so busted because they're so hard to get off. So
never noticed the extra S. And if anyone from the park district did, they never took the S's down. News reports would mention from time to time that the signs had been changed, but this is the first time the vandals themselves have spoken.
We felt that what we were doing was supporting the work of the kids.
These young people were doing everything right for 3 years almost.
The middle school kids have been celebrating their victory. They say they felt uplifted seeing those extra S's in the park, knowing somebody was out there. New official Douglas Park signs with 2 S's are expected after the name change is finalized next week. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.